Nolte, of course, Bragg's office leaked Trump indictment to deep state stooge Michael Isikoff. By John Nolte on April 5, 2023. The corrupt and fascist deep state can always count on Yahoo's Michael Isikoff to serve as its stenographer. For obvious reasons, leaking anything involving a grand jury is illegal. Nevertheless, someone in Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office leaked the 34 felony count indictment against former President Trump to Isikoff on Monday. And like the good dog he is, Isikoff took dictation. Isikoff expressed no skepticism about the reasons behind the leak and relayed nothing in the pile of legal and political arguments against what Bragg was doing. Instead, Isikoff did as he was told and laid out the absurd charges in the most damning way possible. The charge of falsification of business records can be prosecuted in New York State as a misdemeanor. But Bragg's office bumped up all the charges to Class E felonies, the lowest level of felonies in the New York State Penal Code, on the grounds that the conduct was intended to conceal another underlying crime, according to the source. Under the New York State Penal Code, a conviction for the Class E felony of falsifying business records can result in a prison term of up to 4 years. But as a practical matter, that seems extremely unlikely. No one gets jail time for that as a first offender, said a New York law enforcement official. The evidence for the underlying crime that escalated Trump's alleged misdemeanors to felonies is still not clear and won't be until the indictment is unsealed on Tuesday. But it is believed to relate to the payment of $130,000 in hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels during the closing weeks of the 2016 election to conceal an extramarital encounter with Trump. Yes, yes, it is also reasonable, legal, and professional. No mention of the Department of Justice deciding not to pursue this nonsense. No mention of the Federal Election Commission, FEC, refusing to even fine the Trump campaign over this. No mention of how local district attorney cannot pursue a federal crime, which is the obscene rationale for bumping these 34 pieces of nonsense to felonies. Trump's claim that Bragg's office broke the law by illegally leaking this information to Isikoff has more legal standing than anything in that stupid indictment. If you recall, Isikoff proved his worthiness to the deep state back in 2016 when he was the first reporter to break the news about the existence of the infamous and disgraced hoax known as the Russia collusion hoax by breaking the news that Trump campaign staffer Carter Page had opened up private communications with senior Russian officials. This was a lie. No matter, Isikoff trusted his sources enough to write the piece in such an authoritative way that it allowed the Obama administration to obtain the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA. Warrant needed to spy on the Trump campaign. Laughably, more than 3 years later, long after it mattered, long after Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller had been appointed to investigate then-President Trump, Isikoff finally expressed some skepticism over the dossier. What a clown. But clowns make for good dogs. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.